Today's gospel speaks about a man with an unclean spirit. He had something wrong with him spiritually. Our text says that Jesus cast a demon out of that man and restored him to health. In our world today, we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Many people have something wrong with them. I myself had COVID back in December and recovered. But some people don't recover. And that doesn't seem fair. You know, there were many sick people in Jesus' time. Why didn't he heal all of them and not just this one man? Or for that matter, why does God allow adversity to exist in the first place? You know, when we talk like that, we're ultimately wondering about God. If God is all good and all powerful, why doesn't he prevent innocent people from suffering for no apparent reason? Why does he put us through all this business with wearing masks and physical distancing? The question of evil, of how a good God can allow bad things to happen, is a very difficult question, and ultimately really only God knows. The book of Job in the Old Testament deals with this very question, and ultimately he has no complete answer. Job declared, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I shall go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." We accept good things from God, should we not accept evil? Adversity, according to Job, is just part of life. But there are some things we can say. If you could replace our unfair world with a better world, what kind of world would you create? I'm sure that you'd want people to be happy all the time. But if you think that people would be perfectly happy in a world where everything was easy, consider this. How many of y'all watched the bowl games this year? Yeah, more than one, quite a few of you. When the winning team walked off the field after a hard-fought game, they were bruised and battered. They had trained hard and worked hard, but they were ecstatically happy. They had won. It would be hard to imagine a more unhappy world than one in which there was nothing hard to do, no problems to solve, no questions to answer, no adversity to overcome. Parents who try to make everything easy for their children kind of do them a disservice. Many of the happiest moments of our lives are the result of hard-won accomplishments that forced us to develop qualities of character that would have been impossible in a world where everyone gets a participation trophy. If we start with the proposition that the purpose of life is not merely happiness, but rather to fulfill our role in God's plan, then it would be hard to imagine a better world for us to develop those qualities of character necessary for that to take place. After all, what did Jesus say? Not take up the easy life and follow me. He said, take up your cross and follow me. And it's to give us the inner resources we need to empower us to be able to overcome the challenges we face in life that Jesus gives us the great gift of the Eucharist. Just like athletes deal much better in competition if they are well nourished physically, you and I deal much better with the difficulties of the life if we are well nourished spiritually. In this Mass, five children will be making their first communion. my great-niece, Mila Taylor, my great-nephew, Bennett Wanzer, and three of their friends, Hogan Minshew, Liam Indris, and Harry Shute. Today, for the very first time, they're going to receive the greatest gift they will ever receive, the Eucharist. And every time we receive this greatest of gifts, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus, his heart, his whole self, our life becomes more closely united to Jesus. And thereby, we receive the graces needed to live lives worthy of the Lord. Amid all the challenges and adversities the Lord is using to form us as we take up our cross and follow him. Now, this is Catholic Schools Week, and some of you may be surprised to know that I went to St. Andrew's School. In 1959, I was a kindergartner here. And then we moved to Oklahoma, and I was raised there. But I would like to invite Rose Hall forward to speak about your school and about